Impact Live Wire, your monthly podcast where we get to know various members of our communities, emerging leaders, innovative thinkers, and other exciting people that support a Maddox mission and have an impact on our lives. I'm your host, Evan Evans. Today, we'll be interviewing a Maddox president-elect, George Hurlburt.
Well, George, we really appreciate you joining us. Being the AMATIC president-elect, what are you focused on right now?
Well, Evan, thanks for having me. I'm excited to be here tonight. So what I'm focusing on right now is really two things. First off, I'm new to the board. I haven't served on the AMATIC board a lot. I haven't served on the AMATIC board before. While I've served on a lot of other boards, AMATIC has a different set of policies and procedures that they work by. And so I've had a pretty steep learning curve there. So I've been spending a lot of time talking with Laura, the current president, and Kate, the past president. We meet weekly, and they're kind of training me and getting me up to speed. The other thing that we're very focused on right now as a board is our strategic plan. Every 6 years, AMATIC develops a new strategic plan. And as the president-elect, I'm the person who leads the development of the new strategic plan, which really makes a lot of sense because the strategic plan will be hopefully approved right before I become president. So it makes sense that I'm the person leading this this direction so that when I am president, I can help lead AMATIC in the ways that we decided we're going to go.
You talk about the strategic plan. What is your vision for AMATIC in the near future?
That's an excellent question. My personal vision is to work on things that will help increase membership. Our membership has decreased. Having a pandemic certainly has not helped us at all. Having to cancel a conference really put us in a bind. So I think focusing on membership has to be a big part of our vision for the future. And the other thing that I personally am a big supporter for and want to support is diversity. When I go to our conference, I notice that we are very homogeneous. And I think this is true of mathematics across the country, unfortunately. So I really think as an organization, we need to work on improving diversity within our organization, but also trying to encourage diverse people into mathematics in general. And that's really challenging because that really needs to start at a young age. You really need to start at the elementary school and middle school level, working on people of color and women to get them interested in mathematics. Because by the time they get to high school, many of them are convinced they can't do math. So I'm not exactly sure at this point how AMATIC can help with that, but I'm hoping that will become part of our strategic plan and we will try to figure out activities to move in that direction.
And you also mentioned that you're new to the board. What's been the biggest surprise you've had in the last 3 months and why?
Well, the first big surprise was that I won. Dan Ferringer was an excellent candidate with excellent qualifications. I personally thought the election would be close. I didn't know which way it would go. But I would not have been at all surprised if I lost and Dan had won it. And Dan would have been a fantastic president-elect and president also. But I would say the other biggest surprise is you do not get eased into the position. I'm currently chairing three committees plus serving on two others. The workload is significant. It's more than I really expected. I have, so far since January 1st, I've had anywhere between 3 and 6 AMATIC meetings every single week. So the time commitment is more than I was expecting, but I would have to say I'm really enjoying it. The people I work with are fantastic, enjoying learning more about AMATIC and how I can help the organization move forward.
And why did you initially join AMATIC?
I'm not exactly sure which year it was. But it would have been about 15 years ago. I joined when I was affiliate president of NISMATIC. Hopefully, affiliate presidents attend the conference, and I certainly did. I was fortunate enough that NISMATIC helped with some of the costs for me to attend. So that would have been my first one. I think my first conference, and when I joined, I think it was in Cincinnati. It was the year that Beyond Crossroads came out, because I remember a big reception for Beyond Crossroads.
What's one like common myth about Amatic that you would like to debunk that's out there, floating out there?
I think a good myth for us to debunk is that Amatic is only for community college teachers. This is something that we've been trying to really reach out to the four-year colleges and universities and letting them know that what they teach in the first 2 years of math is exactly what we teach in the first 2 years of math. So we have a lot of expertise in what we do. We can help you. We can help you become better teachers, just as we have helped people at community colleges become better teachers. And I think that will be another strategic goal that we will have going forward, is trying to continue to reach out more to four-year universities and their faculty and try to help our membership in that way.
Who has been your biggest supporter or mentor or role model over the course of your career?
Well, there's been a lot of them, as I'm sure there are for everybody who's been teaching for 30 years, but I'm going to have to go with the obvious answer and say that's my wife. My wife is also a math faculty member, a professor of mathematics, and she and I have worked together our entire careers, and she's a better teacher than I am. And so I regularly steal her ideas, and she's made me a much, much better teacher. But it's an amazing advantage that both of us have had, that at any time we have somebody to bounce ideas off. You know, we have both been in this business a long time, know exactly what's happening, what's going on, and we can talk to each other, and we do a lot. Our kids kind of got sick of hearing it at the dinner table, that we would talk about what happened at school, and, well, this is what I tried in my class today, and it didn't work, and this is what you tried, and it did work, and, hey, that's a good idea. Next time I teach that, I'm going to steal your idea. And that's been just amazing. She's also been fantastic about me being involved with organizations, being involved with NISMATIC. I served for 9 years on the NISMATIC board. I served 2 terms as president. And this is back when we had 3 little children, and she was a full-time worker. You know, she's a full-time faculty member, plus watching the children when I was gone for weekends, for board meetings and for conferences. And I couldn't have done any of this without her. So she's definitely been my biggest supporter, and I thank her for that every day.
And other than your wife, what are some of the best resources that have helped you along the way?
NISMATIC and AMATIC, with everything they do, have just been amazing. When I was a young teacher, I was completely a lecturer, standing in front of the class, me talking the whole time, sit down, shut up, and listen, and you'll learn. And by going to conferences and seeing what other people are doing, I've completely changed as a teacher. I still need to lecture, but I try to keep that to 20 minutes or less. And the rest of the time is spent in group work and students working together. We've switched from traditional algebra-based courses to pathways courses. And those are things that I first saw at AMATIC and brought back to my college. And the success rates that we've had with those has been amazing. When students can see that, you know, math is in their real life. When you teach a traditional algebra course and you factor, they, you know, don't always get a lot out of that. But when you can show them, you know, here's an exponential function and here's what an exponential function does, and this is an example of where you're likely to see it in your life, it makes such an amazing difference to them. And they find that they can learn math and they're interested in it. So those really have been the resources for me, just going to conferences and seeing what everybody around the state and around the country is doing, and, you know, picking and choosing what I think are the best ideas and bringing them back to my classroom and back to my college.
George, what's something about you that most people familiar with you wouldn't know?
That's a tough one, because I've worked at the same place for 23 years, and most of the people that I work with, I'm very good friends with. So they, most of them know me very, very well. But I guess I would have to say something that a lot of people don't know about me is that I love to play pool. Here in my basement, sitting behind me, is a pool table. I use this as a way to get up off the couch and stop watching YouTube all the time. I try to come down every evening and spend between a half hour and an hour just practicing pool, just for fun and to keep myself on my feet.
Where can our listeners connect with you online?
The best places to connect with not only me, but everybody in Amatic is through myamatic.org and through Impact Live. If you want to get in touch with me specifically, the best way is to send me an email. And my email is georgeherbert@amatic.org. Or I think you can send it to president-elect@amatic.org. And I think that'll come to me too.
Well, George, we really appreciate you taking time out of your busy schedule to join us on LiveWire. And we look forward to all the great things you have ahead for us and for yourself as well as for Amatic. So thank you for joining us once again.
Thank you very much, Evan. You have a great night.
So that wraps up this month's interview. Please join us again next month. Until then, continue to make an impact every day.